Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my video podcast, The Top 6 Failure Diseases, the 30-Day Challenge, which is kind of a continuation of my 12 failure diseases that I just shot the other day. And in this video podcast, I get a little bit more into some specifics. I show you the biggest killers of success and happiness, the worst diseases that exist on planet Earth, worse than the COVID, worse than AIDS, worse than cancer, worse than anything else on planet Earth. And those diseases are, bum, 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 excusitis, complainitis, blameitis, judgeitis, doubtitis, and procrastinationitis. And if you can cure yourself of these diseases, you will absolutely lead a happy, healthy, wealthy, and fulfilling life. So enjoy my video podcast, The Top 6 Failure Diseases. Hi, my name is Zakaran, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love in my videos, podcasts, articles, and books at Zakaran.com. I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract into your life the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. All right, so here we go. The top 6 failure diseases, the 30-day challenge. So, do you want an amazing, charmed, prosperous, magical, healthy, happy, and fulfilling life? I believe you do. Then, you are no longer allowed to complain about anything or anyone, because when you complain, you disempower yourself by making yourself a victim. And by complaining, you are placing your attention on what you don't want and what you don't like, thusly manifesting through the law of attraction more of what you don't like and don't want. So, aside from the number one failure disease, which is excusitis, which I've done another video specifically on excusitis, where you make excuses, and all excuses are well-planned lies of why you can't do something. The next one in line, probably as certainly in the top of excusitis, is complainitis. Now, most people make excuses for why they can't succeed by doing another classic failure disease, which is blameitis, and blaming everyone and everything for their struggles and for their failures and why they can't and why they couldn't and blah, 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 blah. So, and then they bitch, moan, and complain about everything and everyone that they feel powerless to change. So I could throw another one in there, powerlessness. Another, that's of course in my top 12. And they judge everyone that has what they want or for doing things they disapprove of. So why do we complain and judge other people? And why are we envious of other people and what they have and compare them, what they've got, to what we've got? And why are those bad things? Because most people do not understand that they create their own realities. They believe in the lie of victimhood. Another classic failure disease. They believe in their own victimhood and the victimhood of others because they can't imagine why or how anyone, including themselves, could create such crap in their own lives. But nevertheless, we all do. We create all the goodness and all the badness. All the cock-a-doodie, all the roses, and all the thorns. We attract every bit of it based on how we are thinking. Complaining is reacting to conditions. Complaining is judging what you don't like and don't want. Complaining gives all your power away to unwanted conditions. It lets conditions determine how you are going to feel. But a much more proactive approach to getting what you want, to creating what you want, is to focus your attention on things that you like rather than things that you hate. To focus on things that you want, things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate, that you want more of in your life, rather than focusing on the things that you don't like and you don't want. And that is conscious creation. Excuse-itis, making excuses for why you can't and why you shouldn't. And blame-itis, blaming everyone for why you can't and shouldn't, etc., etc. And complain-itis are all just reactive patterns, not proactive success patterns. They're reactive failure patterns rather than proactive success patterns. Being proactive by focusing on what you want makes you a creator of conditions, not a victim to conditions. Most people are victims to conditions because they believe that this is a world of assertion, not a world of attraction. It is not a world of assertion. Nothing can assert itself upon you. This is a world, a universe of attraction. So, conditions cannot assert themselves upon you. You create the conditions, every single condition in your life, by the conditions in your head. So, if you truly want the magical and abundant, joy-filled, happy, healthy, wealthy, loving life that you say you want, then you are now banned from making excuses for why you can't achieve your dreams and desires. And you are banned from blaming others for your alleged misfortune, because no one creates your reality for you but you. And you are banned from judging other people's behavior that does not, you know, meet your approval, that does not make you happy. Because what other people are doing is none of your business and does not affect your life and reality unless you believe that it does. So stop making what other people are thinking and doing a condition for your happiness. Instead, be happy first, and then you can create the conditions around you that are a lot more pleasing, including wonderful people. And you are banned from complaining about anyone or anything, because no matter what is going on in your reality, you created it. Bum, 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 bum. That's right, folks. You created every single nanosecond of your life. You are not a victim. You attracted every single nanosecond of your life with your thoughts and your vibration. And what other people are doing, again, is none of your business and does not affect your reality except when you observe it, pay attention to it, focus upon it, and then react to it. In other words, judge it for not being a certain way that is pleasing to you. In other words, again, looking at external reality to be responsible for your happiness. You got to take responsibility for your own happiness regardless of conditions. So, to cure yourself of complainitis, you are no longer allowed to watch, listen to, or read the constant negative news. And you're no longer allowed to engage in bitch and moan sessions with your friends. And no complaining about other people complaining either, because complaining about complaining is still complaining. Thanks, Jerry, for that. Now, the 30-day challenge. Bum, 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 bum. I need an app that does that. Which will create a new pattern in your life. Because when you do something for 30 days, it creates momentum. Law of attraction is all based on momentum. When you create negative shit in your life by lots of momentum, negative thinking, lots of negative thing that creates negative momentum. If you want positive things in your life, you got to create positive momentum. So for 30 days, we're going to create positive momentum in your life. So here's the challenge. For the next 30 days, you are not allowed. You are banned. You're not allowed to complain about anyone or anything. You're not allowed to blame anyone for anything. You're not allowed to judge anyone for any reason whatsoever. I don't care how unpleasing what they're doing is or appears or feels to be. And you're not allowed to make excuses for anything. You are mandated to take 100% full and complete responsibility for everything in your life, for the creation of everything in your life, including the kinds of people and the situations you have attracted based on your thoughts. And you are not allowed to listen to anyone else complain, judge, blame, or make excuses about their life either. And you're also not allowed to stop them or to judge them or complain about them and say that they shouldn't do that and that they should do other things instead. You're only allowed to put your reverse lights on. You put it in reverse gear and beep, beep, beep your way out of there. And if they ask you why you are walking away, make a, you know, this is the only time you're allowed to use the word excuse. Make some stupid excuse. Ah, I got an appointment. I got to get out of here. Or if you want to be a little bit more truthful, but they won't understand this, you could say, I'm sorry, but I've accepted a 30-day challenge and I'm not allowed to listen to complaints, blame, judgments, or excuses. So please forgive me for my rudeness for walking away. Now, most people aren't going to understand that, so I don't particularly recommend that, but it's up to you. Now, as you accept and commit to this challenge, you will become acutely aware of how bad it feels when you've been doing this for a while, when you've, you know, not been bitching, moaning, and complaining, and blaming, and using excuses. You're going to become acutely aware of how bad it feels when you and others bitch, moan, complain, blame, judge, and make excuses. And you'll grow to hate it. It will not feel bad because you're out of vibrational alignment with your source. You're out of vibrational alignment with what you want. So, you're going to hate when you're around that. So, of course, you're going to naturally get the hell out of there. The tough part will be to not give yourself a hard time when you fall into the old patterns and falter from your 30-day challenge. And you know, just be easy on yourself and just understand that this is a process. This is a journey of reconditioning yourself back to your original state of complete allowance and unconditional love and 100% responsibility, etc. And also forgive yourself when you judge others for, you know, for falling into their failure patterns of complainitis, judgeitis, blameitis, excuseitis, etc., etc. It is your job to become a master of feeling good by focusing on what you like and what you want and what is easy to like, love, and appreciate. It is not your job to teach others to do the same, especially by, you know, telling them their faults. It is entirely more empowering to others if you can just lead by example, with the example of your life, with the power of your clarity and the power of your focus and the power of your joy and the power of your prosperity and etc. You are banned from telling others their faults, even when you know, and I'm so enlightened, I know that focusing on what they like, love, and want, and appreciate would greatly improve the quality of their lives. That's none of your business. Teaching by telling is ineffective and unwanted, and nobody wants to hear it. No one needs your arrogant, righteous, and quote-unquote enlightened condemnation or your unrequested guidance. Mind your own beeswax. It's your job to create your reality, not teach others how to create their reality. They are responsible for the creation of their own realities and asking for and even paying for guidance to help them improve their lives might be something they might just come to you to do, because most people do not value free advice, no matter how profound it may be, especially if they haven't asked for it. If you choose, you may reward yourself when you think about and talk about what you do like, love, and want in your life, and that's a really positive thing to do. Pat yourself on the back, but don't give yourself a hard time when you don't do those things. You do not want to punish yourself when you fall from grace temporarily. Just shrug it off and move forward in a positive direction and revel in the greater clarity and mastery you have gained from seeing what you don't want or falling into the old traps, which helps you focus on what you do want and gives you more clarity to know how it feels when you do the crappy things, and it feels so much better when you do the good things. Always reward yourself with positive focus and congratulate yourself for the clarity you receive when you do complain, blame, judge, or make excuses because of the focus, the clarity you now have about what you do want and how to focus your attention on creating what you want by not falling into those old traps. You couldn't know what you do like and what you do want if you didn't experience what you don't like and don't want. So, contrast is valuable. When you fall into the old traps, that's valuable. Appreciate that value of the clarity it gives you. So in addition to curing yourself from the failure diseases of excusitis, complainitis, blameitis, and judgeitis, I also recommend curing yourself from the failure diseases of procrastinationitis, doubtitis, and the other classic failure diseases I've outlaid in my video podcast, the 12 failure diseases, which I emphatically recommend. So instead of being a pro at procrastination and procrastinating the things that you theoretically should do, why not become a master of do-it-nowness? The only reason people procrastinate is because they don't want to do things that they don't really want to do. So, and fear of making a mistake, fear of failure. So get over that. Become a master of do-it-nowness. If it's not any good, well, then move on to something else. So instead of becoming a master doubter, and falling into the failure disease of doubtitis and skepticismitis and being a professional skeptic, which will get you nowhere because no one ever succeeded, no one ever got rich, and nobody ever got happy doubting and being skeptical, why not become a master of optimism? Why not become a master visionary? Someone who can see and feel what others cannot. Those people are veiled by their doubt and their skeptical and limited beliefs that really just help them fail, not succeed. So become a master of seeing the infinite possibilities and become a master of appreciation about what is easy to like, love, and appreciate. And a master of personal responsibility who never falls into the traps of complaining, judging, blaming, and excuses. Excuses are just well-planned lies to yourself about why you believe you can't do something. But a master of creation only sees reasons why he or she can. So find lots of excuses why you can do something, how you can. And then you can be, do, and have whatever you believe that you can. The key ingredient there is belief. Think it, believe it, and you will achieve it. Because your wish is your command. So I hope you enjoyed this video podcast. If you got something from it, please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at zachiron.com for more self-empowering podcasts and articles and books and products and goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. I put a link in this post to my Success Rituals series, so go get yourself a copy of my Success Rituals series. It's a video series, audio series, to help you become a master of creation. So again, My name is Takira, and I help success-minded people create the happy, healthy, wealthy, and abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast. And I wish you immense joy and abundance, and fulfillment, and adventure, and excitement on your journey of divine creation. And, of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!